Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Sunday, everyone. It's the Bitch Breaking Circus. I could have sworn our music was going to play in just a sec, but I guess it's not. This is your co-host, Yaya, here with our awesome co-host.
It's your boy, Urban Legend. What's up, people? How's everybody doing? Yeah. You know, you had some things going on the last couple of weeks. We missed you.
Thanks.
But we're glad you're back.
Thank you. Well, I didn't win the stripper competition with, you know, my bionic hip or my peg leg, but, you know, I came in third. So.
Well, that's actually pretty good, considering.
Right.
That's actually pretty good. I'm proud of you.
Thanks. I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I'm actually doing all right. I'm doing pretty good. This has been a good week for me. Because of everything that's going on, and you know, my being an asshole, and I live for comedy. And this week the last couple of days has been a great week, you know, for social networking and social network comedy. So tonight we got a couple really, really good topics. We're gonna jump right in because this is probably gonna take up a lot of time. Two topics we have tonight. We have that crazy bitch, Rachel Dolezal, and her honky ass pretending to be black, and motherfuckers falling for it. For years, is this pretended to be black. And that's for people and shit who's been living under a rock for the last couple of days. That's what's been going on. So we're going to talk about her crazy ass and shit and that fraudulent fucking cunt. And then we're also going to talk about, these bitter bitches, man, because I'm tired of these bitter bitches and shit wishing themselves happy Father's Day. You know, Father's Day is coming up this Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
We got all these bitter, so you know there's going to be a whole tidal wave of bitter bitches wishing themselves Happy Father's Day and shit. So we're going to nip that shit in the bud too fucking night. So we're going to address that shit. But first.
Yes. I was going to say, to be honest with you, I didn't know that Father's Day was coming just because, sadly, I just didn't know. But it's not because I'm bitter. I just really don't. I've never celebrated it.
Right.
Or had a reason to. So I didn't know. So thanks for reminding me. Now I can wish everyone a happy Father's Day. All the good dads out there, a good Father's Day.
Yeah, you know, and that's what the day is for. That's what the day is for. That day is for, well, we'll get into that. But that day is for fucking celebrating good fuckers out there, not for celebrating the poor decisions you made with your fucking vagina.
Whatever.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that. But listen, I had to roll fucking 3 blunts tonight, yo. Because tonight's show is going to be a doozy. So, Rachel Dolezal. This bitch has been, she was born blonde hair, blue eyes. And I guess somewhere along the line, she met Tyrone. And he fucked up dick style because at some point in her journey, she decided that she no longer wanted to be a white woman, that she wanted to be a black woman. So she proceeded to tan the shit out of herself, you know, until she had some permanent, I guess, color. And, this bitch proceeded to live her life as a black woman, man, and went on to start, was teaching, like, African-American studies at a university and was doing all these speaking engagements on the strength that she was a black woman and talking about her struggles and her fucking trials and tribulations, being a black woman in America, and, you know, all the racism that she fucking endured, and all of this next shit, and then this bitch ends up the fucking president of the Spokane chapter of the NAACP, you know what I mean, and this bitch is making all these fucking, all this noise and doing all these things, you know, and everybody's like, whoa, look at this strong, courageous, fucking brave black woman, and then this bitch parents, who I got to admit, are the player haters of the motherfucking century. This bitch parents on some player hater shit.
Mm-hmm.
Basically came out recently and was like, hey, hold on, give me one second. So, yeah, so her, this bitch parents called in.
Mm-hmm. So did like a newspaper break the story, or her parents just outed her? I was trying to figure
I don't know exactly how her parents outed her, like, and which way did they outed her, but I think her parents, like,
mm-hmm.
contacted, like, dudes or somebody and was just
mm-hmm.
like, yo, our daughter is living a lie. She's been living the past few years as a black woman, but she's really this person, you know, and they've got, like, these, you know, pictures of her, you know, as an adolescent and a teenager, and this bitch is, you know, blonde hair, blue eyes, look like she was on the Brady Bunch and shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So she got confronted, you know, by a news reporter, like live on camera. She gets confronted, and the dude straight up asked her, you know, are you African-American? And this bitch was like, I don't understand the question. Wait, what? The fuck do you mean? You don't understand the question. Like, are you African-American? Rich, like, are you descended from Africa and living in America? You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Whatever. But anyway, this bitch is just on some wild shit. But before we get into that, we actually have to sign off briefly for like 30 seconds.
Yeah, it won't take longer than 30 seconds, and we'll just back in.
Yeah, there's like a technical glitch, so we have to jump off for about 30 seconds, if not, if you know, if that long. And then we'll be right back. Do not go anywhere. Stay tuned.